We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning to you. You made it to Friday and I don't like it. I
love it.
Tell them, Nelson, tell them.
It's Friday, let's go to party time.
Yeah, buddy.
Good morning to you. Social media guru Tamer just announced today is the first day of summer.
Whoa.
Officially, I'm getting a little sprinkles this morning. That's right. A little rain action.
I was like, I felt some raindrops on my face on my 3-block commute today.
You got your windshield wipers on?
Grueling. There was traffic. I got stuck at a light. Jeez. I was nervous.
Struggle's real, bro. Struggle's real. Good morning to you, man. Getting into the weekend. My name is Edgar. This is Brian right here.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Call or text us at 877-971 Hits. Producer Brad, a.k.a. Producer Pectorial, up in the building.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Good
Coming
morning.
Strong. Wearing a schmedium this morning.
Somebody's working out like they know secrets about the apocalypse, right?
Damn,
he's got his pilot's license. He's doing like burpees and eating healthy and stuff. Like, what do you know that we don't know, Brad?
Just trying to get ready.
All right, there we go.
Majestic, you stay ready.
I stay ready. But damn, I ain't got those pecs though.
Yo, and those of you that are listening are like, why are you guys talking about producer's pecs? Listen, first of all, he never wears any shirts that are other than black,
mm-hmm.
right? Or some dark ass color. Today, right. What would you call that color, Chelsea?
Turquoise.
It's like, yeah, it's like a bright blue.
Really? Yeah. The color of my eyes.
Oh,
it looks like our. It look actually looks like our 97 parties. Brand new shirts that we just got today.
It does, bro. Yo, fantastic! Congrats, producer Brad. Looking good, bro.
Rocking
that schmedium, that deep V cut. It's mm-hmm. down to like almost like if you're
the nipple.
Yeah, the nipple level.
You can see that he has chest hair, which is always uncomfortable when you don't know that about.
Yep. Like trim it up, buddy. Trim it up.
Deep V neck. Deep V. Deep V. Good morning, DJ Majestic. I don't have too many compliments because you're always looking good, Don.
Thank you, man. That's a good compliment right there.
Appreciate you, my man. All right, man. Crazy amount of stuff we got to get to today. Tons of new music.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj giving us that dance hall vibe. Lil Nas X finally dropping his EP. Got a collab with
Cardi B.
Woo-wee. We got Shawn Mendes.
Oh my gosh, I can't. It's too much.
What about the other person on the song?
Camila Cabello. Producer Brad's like, I'm pretty much at Shawn Mendes' body level right now.
Wow, let's not get crazy. That guy's got abs. I can't tell what Shawn has that are abs and what are ribs.
Just don't know when it ends, bro. But even with all this new music dropping, the number one thing trending on Twitter overnight was Netflix going down.
Oh, dang.
Everybody was freaking out because Netflix, by the way, that's interesting. That's a different channel.
I feel like that's what your grandma does when you won't shut up at a store. Flick you right in the neck.
Netflix shut down and people are tweeting the craziest thing. Elena on Twitter was, it took Netflix going down for me to realize I have a Netflix dependency. Victor was like, Netflix is down now. It's like I lost a part of myself.
Oh my gosh.
Good Lord. What are you saying, Netflix? I should get some sleep? Nah. So it's wild,
man. I was on Netflix last night and mine was fine.
Was it? Maybe all these people just didn't pay their bill.
I mean, the one person they're all stealing from just finally booted them off the account. Yeah. Dude, Netflix is down. I was like, no, it's not, you freeloaders. All 4,000 of you just got kicked off your ex's account.
Facts. By the way, shout out to our boy, amazing comedian, amazing human being, Gabriel Iglesias. His new sitcom dropped on Netflix, Mr. Iglesias. Super proud of him, man. Go out there and support for real.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Can we just talk how much we love Khalid? Posted on his gram last night, opening up his first show of his tour where he's headlining arenas. My man just broke down crying. People just shouting his name, clapping for him, giving him so much love. He's like, tonight was the first show of our tour, and I was a little overwhelmed. Never would have imagined that I'd receive this much love 3 years ago. Thank you guys for everything. This is a dream. Unbelievable.
It's crazy. I mean, he graduated high school 3 years ago. Like, that's
Ooh-wee.
Insane.
By the way, we're hooking up tickets to go to Staples Center. and chill in our amp suite with us next Wednesday night. We got tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. I know it's like 3 hours away or whatever, but just, you know what? Come back at 9 or just hang out the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. why shouldn't you hang out? We yeah, are. Fine. We yeah. are hanging out the
we're,
whole time.
What we're
the
fun, right, guys? We're fun.
Oh, that sounded sad. Never seen that.
Come on, Chelsea.
We're so much fun.
All right, guys, if you're looking for some dope things to do this weekend, we got some good ideas. Show us what you got.
So the BET Awards are going down on Sunday, which means all weekend there's a ton of BET events. Mm-hmm. The BET Fan Experience is happening in downtown LA. It's between LA Convention Center, Staples, and Microsoft Theater. And basically there's live music performances by Cardi B, yeah. Migos, Her, Blueface, and more. There's also celebrity basketball and dodgeball games, fashion shows, roller skating parties, video game tournament, and I love this, the interactive sneaker kick experience event.
That's
so it's open to all ages. You can register at betexperience.com. But yeah, it goes on all weekend long. It's going on today too. So
yeah,
my man Corey Taylor, he's doing a free yoga class at Microsoft.
Yeah,
Microsoft Theater.
Nice. That's dope.
Yeah, it's a huge yoga. I mean, he's like an amazing fitness dude. And yeah. You can go at I am Corey Taylor on Instagram and just RSVP for free.
That'd
Tamara,
be dope.
He's got abs on abs.
Homeboy's got abs on his back. He's like, how did you do that?
Unbelievable.
He's like, how is that possible? Yeah. Can you imagine if they did hot yoga? They just didn't turn on the AC in the Microsoft Theater.
And if Tamara goes with Corey shirtless and a microphone, it'll be hot yoga for her.
By the way, we actually do have tickets to check out Cardi B performing live, and you're going to be in our amp suite. We'll give you those tickets, let's say, coming up at, you know, for the early birds. Let's do it for the early birds, y'all. Yeah. You guys down with that?
Yeah.
6:40 in the morning. Ooh. All right, we'll give those out. Brian, what else you got, man, for this weekend?
I'm heading down to the OC.
Nice, bro.
We got the Fountain Valley Summerfest this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's free to get into, free parking, too.
Wow.
What?
I saw that, and I was like, I'm definitely going to talk about that. They've got rides for the kids. You can get unlimited bracelets for like $5, $10 for the fast pass. I love that. I was like, that's such a reasonable fast pass to cut the line. It's a bunch of carnival rides. They also have a classic car show, tons of food vendors. And basically just looks like a fun place for you to post up for a good 3, 4, 5 hours.
Nice. Yeah.
And let your kids just run wild for a bit, you know?
Or drop them off and come back later.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to parent, nor am I going to judge how you do it. I'm just going to give you the options. It's free parking, free festival. Set them loose.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that unless it's Chuck E. Cheese.
They're safe. They can't get out there.
Are you guys fans of Impractical Jokers, the show?
Sure.
Chelsea, you never seen it?
No, I have. It's
you don't. Oh man, I love that show.
Jokes.
I like it. It's kind of bittersweet for me because I was on the version of that where MTV's Money from Strangers for the season before Impractical Jokers, and it was the same exact show, but we let people do the pranks when you send them into the stores, and I told the producers, hey man, we should just do this.
Yeah.
And then Impractical Jokers came out the next year and they're monster stars.
Oh,
it made me so sad.
Wait,
Silver Lining, I wouldn't be here probably.
Hey!
Right?
Silver Lining, yes.
Not bitter at all.
No, not at all. Impractical Jokers, their world comedy tour is hitting the Honda Center tomorrow, so that's going to be dope, man. Love those guys. Super down to earth. Met him out in, when I was doing radio in NYC. Super chill cats. Also, Toy Story's out. My niece is 26, Yasmin. She watched it yesterday. And she says she just broke down crying.
Oh, no.
It was really good, but she got in her feels about it.
Did someone die? What happened?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, they're toys, guys.
Another cartoon for me to cry alone on an airplane, too.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And on Netflix, man, we always talk about this, man. At times, there's come times where we complain about lack of diversity in TV and film and so on and so forth. So we got to support my boy, Gabriel Iglesias. His sitcom dropped on Netflix called Mr. Iglesias. So let's go out there. And if we want to increase diversity in film and TV, we got to support these kinds of projects. So go out there. And by the way, it's really good, too. So hang tight. Coming up next, we got Cardi B Amp Suite tickets for you to check out her concert at Staples Center. All right, hang tight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Yo, let's make somebody's day right now. Let's go to caller 9. Valerie from San Fernando. Good morning.
Good morning.
Valerie, you're caller numero 9. You're going to go party with Cardi B tomorrow night at Staples.
Oh, my God.
And that suite is dope. You got, like, you're right up and overlooking down at everybody.
Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, I love you, hang tight.
Love you guys.
We love you, too. Coming up next, we got 4 passes to go to Disneyland before 7:30 in the morning. But first,
entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So we are less than a month away from the release of the Lion King remake. Super pumped for that. Mm-hmm. But we finally have a first listen of Beyonce as Nala and Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, as Simba, singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight? It is so good.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Look at the stars.
The peace the evening brings.
The great kings look down on us from those stars.
The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
And so will I.
Oh, so good.
So good. It gives me goosebumps.
I mean, I just feel so bad for Donald Glover having to sing that song with her. She's just because she's so good.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce is so good. Like, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, is a very talented musician. And anyone would sound completely like, oh, yeah, he's doing a pretty good job. And she's trying to, like, tone it down a little bit. That's how good she is.
Yeah, facts. Yo, is that the original voiceover from the original Lion King?
I don't think so.
It sounded like it, man.
James Earl Jones?
I don't know. I don't even know, bro, the name, but it's amazing.
Yeah, maybe it's great.
James Earl Jones, but
it's the same guy from the original?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's the same guy from the original. I thought you meant, like, taken from it. Yeah.
No. The same voice. Yeah, the same person.
It's Darth Vader, James Earl Jones.
Oh, so good, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were saying that because, I'm not 100% sure that James Earl Jones is still around, but he is. Okay, yes, thank you. I was getting nervous.
I just saw you go to your computer.
I was going to like, oh, I better find out before I say anything.
Lion King comes out July 19th, so get excited for that. The new Stranger Things season trailer is here. It looks very dark, very intense, and it's funny when watching it, it has like very Jurassic Park-esque scenes to it this season. Kind of like Jurassic Park meets Ghostbusters. That's what it reminds me of.
That sounds like fun.
It's right. So what the season is about from the trailer, which I'll play for you a snippet of it in a second, but it appears that last season's quest to cut off one of the creatures from the Upside Down by closing the interdimensional gate wasn't successful.
Oh, no.
So that creature is back, and they're trying to, you know, get rid of him again. So here's the trailer.
You let us in. And now... you are going to have to let us stay. We are going to end everyone.
This is a Kaboom plan!
Jeez, good lord.
You can tell Edgar and Janet are out on the trailer.
I know.
They hear the bubble noise.
Just the music. The only way I can watch scary movies is if we mute the television. Because honestly, 99.9% of what scares you in scary movies is the silence until...
Yeah, it's a lead up too, you know? Yeah.
You watch it in closed captions?
Yeah, you just watch it. You're like, read it. It's not that scary, guys. You actually laugh. It's kind of funny.
The season returns July 4th.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time.
Thank you, Nelson. Yes, it's Friday. Let's go to party time. Disneyland passes coming up before 7:30. We got four of them for you, right? Hang tight. But right about now, I need you to check the back of your skull. Especially if you're between the ages of 16 and 30. Hmm. Because according to this new study, you could be growing horns.
Oh.
DJ and Jessica, you're safe. You're over 30.
Oh, I for sure have horns.
Brian, you're safe.
It doesn't matter what the study says. I definitely have horns.
You know what's funny about the study? That in Spanish, if you say somebody tiene, le pusieron los cuernos, they put horns on you. That means somebody cheated on you.
Oh.
Yeah, no horns here.
Is anybody with horns up in here?
I mean,
I got Chelsea's like in the past.
Horns.
I got two lumps in the back of my head. I got a lumpy skull, though. I got like a Klingon ridge down the middle of it, like Star Trek.
The back of my skull is kind of flat, and most Latinos' heads are pretty flat just from getting the chancla.
Right.
From our mom.
I can't tell. I have extensions. Yeah. I can't really feel the real shape of my head.
First world struggle for you is so real.
I know.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is because a new study about the shape of young adult skulls has found that many are adapting to extended phone use. You see people walking around sitting down, their head is tilted down, staring at their phone for hours upon hours, and it's creating... in the back of their skulls, little horns, they call them head horns, quote, foam bones, or even, quote, spikes.
Crazy.
That are coming out between the ages of 16 and 30 in the back of their skulls, y'all.
But is that from their phone use or from the generation, like our phone use, and we're having children, and because we're doing that, your body's slowly adapting, saying, like, oh, your kids are going to need this horn.
No, it's because of their phone use.
So they're getting like calcium deposits in the back of their head?
Yeah, bro, from just being tilted. And I always thought like eventually everybody's going to be hunchback.
Yeah.
Just straight up jorobados because you're constantly just slanted over like this forward looking at your phone and you're hunched over, you know?
We're going back in evolution.
Right?
We start the little, you know, the like diagram where it shows the monkey, like the evolution. Yeah.
Monkey, caveman.
And then we go back down.
We're just going to go back down.
I know. That's so sad.
I mean, I know, and I've seen this with my abuelitos, rest in peace, my grandparents, like they would shrink. And they did get hunched over a little bit. But now it's starting at the age 16 to 30.
So watch everyone's thumbs get smaller, too, so you can hit those touch screens.
Oh, man.
Thumb is going to be like the smallest part of your hand.
I'm already ahead of the game. Look at my hands. Super small. Anyways, going up next to the damn dumb story of the day. You would think the story's coming from Florida, but it's not.
Damn, he dumb.
And the hilarious part is that this story has already happened in Florida once this year, but nope, we're going to Upland. So this happened the other night. Upland, California, a Rancho Cucamonga police detective arrested a guy from Fontana named Imaraj Singh. He's 23 years old, and this is why he got arrested. About 9 p.m., they're driving down Baseline, right near the 210, and this deputy is in an unmarked car in Rancho Cucamonga, just driving. All of a sudden, a Jeep Wrangler pulls up behind him and hits some blue and red lights on him.
On the Jeep Wrangler?
The Wrangler hits the blue and red lights, and the cop in front is like, whoa! That's weird. Like, I'm not, you know. But maybe that is another unmarked car.
Right.
Then the dude kills the lights in the Jeep, and the guy's like, that's weird. Then he hits him on again. So then, and this has got to be terrifying if you're the person impersonating a police officer. The real car, the cop, flips his lights on and gets on the microphone and is like, says something to him. Jeep takes off, and the guy like gets behind him. He's like, hey, I'm a real police officer. You're not. Pulls him over. Dude got booked for impersonating a police officer. The funniest part is that the deputy was like, I don't recall anyone having Jeep Wrangler.
That's what I was going to say, bro.
Damn, he dumb.
So dude's impersonating a cop and a Jeep Wrangler.
Not anymore.
Wow, yeah. By the way, speaking about 2019 Jeep Wranglers, we got to give one out. To Cindy in Inglewood, and coming up later in this hour, you'll hear the moment we surprised her. We rolled up to her house, imagine that, and just walked outside and it's like, hey, you see that Jeep Wrangler right there? You get to drive it from now on. So it's going to be awesome. Stay tuned for that. Coming up next, Disneyland passes for you before 7:30 in the morning during the Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. Hang tight.
Who's getting shocked today?
Shock caller.
It's Shock Caller Trivia with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
We are live on Instagram for your viewing pleasures, video-wise, at 97.1 Amp Radio. Brian's holding a champagne bottle.
Uh-huh.
Amp Hypros are holding a mimosa. And so is Chelsea.
Woo! Party.
So let's
go. Happy hour, 7:30.
All right, guys. Here it is, man. Both of my co-hosts are just chugging down mimosas.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Edgar.
Get fun.
I'm just jealous, bro. Four passes to have fun at this summer at Disneyland to discover the new land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which is the land that Chelsea and Brian are going to discover in about an hour. They keep drinking.
That's right.
You got to guess. It's 2 out of 3. Questions correct. Every time you get one wrong, one of us will get shocked in the studio. Let's meet our contestant. We have John from Mira Loma. What up, John?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning to you, my man. Yo, bro, I used to live in Mira Loma, right there off of Country Village Road in the 60.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, I'm right there on 68th and Etiwanda.
Sounds good, bro.
Wow, what's your address?
Yeah. I'm more interested in your social security number. I got a primo. I got a primo that needs it. Anyways, here we go, bro. Three questions coming your way, my man. Why are you choosing Brian to rock the shock collar this morning around his neck?
For one, I know I couldn't do Chelsea because she said she had hair extensions. And you're on a woman's hair day. Man,
oh, that's
that is
sweet.
I mean, that the logic behind it is totally accurate, but if you saw Chelsea's hair right now, you'd still shock me.
Hey! Excuse me, I'm having a good hair day.
I woke up like this.
Yep,
but anyways, the reason I...
John, it's fine. Let's just go with Brian. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here we go. It's all good. Brian is wearing the shot collar right now. Chelsea's extensions are safe.
Our boss just walked by. Big boss Jeff just, hey, Jeff, come on in.
Open the door, bro.
Get him.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff, come on.
Hi, Jeff. Get in here.
Get in here. Jeff, we're live on the radio.
We're drinking mimosas.
That's our big boss right there.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. Jeff, the GM. Hey.
What's going on in here?
Oh, nothing. Just live on the radio.
I see a lot of booze.
Would you like a mimosa?
I'm seeing stuff I'm not supposed to see.
That's right. Okay. Why don't you give him one, too? That's what that means.
Oh, no.
I love that he's worried about the booze that's in the studio and not the fact that Brian is wearing a shock collar on his neck.
That's so true.
Actually, it looks like a bondage.
I mean, who's to say this wasn't before I brought it in?
I can't with this.
By the way, Jeff, we're giving out Disneyland tickets. Thanks for that.
Awesome.
All right, let's get right to it. John, here are your three questions, my man. All right, get two out of three correct, and you win.
Okay.
Question number one, what was the price of admission to Disneyland when it first opened in 1955?
Oh, come on.
Option A, 50 cents. Ooh. Option B, 50 pesos. Option C, $3.50.
Oh, jeez, come on.
A, B, or C?
A.
Are you sure? 50 cents.
Wow.
Of course I'm not sure, but I'm going to say
A. All right. Here it is. Is it right or wrong?
That is 2-1.
No! Oh!
Oh! You're nipping.
Damn, yeah. The left side before the right. Ooh.
Oh, that sucked.
John, I'm sorry, man. That was incorrect.
We need another hit of mimosa.
You got to get the next two correct, bro. All right, here it is. The next question for you. Name the Disneyland secret club, which is VIP only. All right, there's a club inside Disneyland. Option A, Mickey's Turnip Club.
Mm-hmm.
That's out.
Option B, Disney's Puro Party Club.
Okay.
It's probably out too.
Or option C, Club 33.
I'll go with that if I were you.
Club 33.
All right, we're going to find out.
I'm really nervous about this one.
3-2-1.
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah!
John.
You got to get this last one correct, my man. Ready? Here it is, John. How many churros, or churros, depending how you say it, are sold annually at Disneyland?
This is not fair.
Option A.
I'm going to brace myself.
800. Option B, 800,000. Or option C, 2.8 million.
Oh, boy. I mean, who knows? Come on.
It's got to be 2.8 million.
We're going with 2.8 million. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Three,
oh, no.
Two,
oh,
my gosh. One.
Brace yourself.
Sorry.
Oh, Brad, you jerk.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That is correct. Yeah.
Don't do that to move.
Congratulations, John. You're going to Disneyland, my man.
Hey. Thank you. You guys rock, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, John. Cool. All right, hang tight. By the way, the correct answer on number one, because I forgot to say it, was actually $3.50. Obviously, it wasn't 50 pesos. thank you, boss, for visiting us. Appreciate you.
Can I say something real quick?
What?
I always think as we're joking about the drinking in the studio on Fridays. And now that I'm here, like, I see you're really drinking.
It's like a
Four Seasons brunch going on.
So what you're saying?
So I'm going to pretend that I was never in here, and I'm going to scoot out right now.
Bad.
All right.
Whoops.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did we just snitch on ourselves?
We totally did.
All right. Coming up next, man, I want you to catch this magical moment. We got to visit Cindy in Inglewood, one of our AMP listeners, and we got to surprise with them. Just imagine this. Somebody coming up and knocking in your door. It's us three, Brian, Chelsea, and myself, just to tell you that you just won a brand new 2019 Jeep Wrangler. It's chilling on your driveway. You got to hear that moment. It was very special. Coming up next, don't miss it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Man, we're so grateful to be behind these mics, to be able to hang out with you guys, not only with our 97 parties we're crashing, but this week we got to experience one of my favorite moments ever.
It's pretty cool.
We got to hook up one of our AMP listeners with a brand new 2019 Jeep Wrangler in Inglewood.
Well, the cool thing is, like, yo, I mean, we're doing this all summer, endless summer, right? And we're, you know, we're qualifying people. People are winning keys at a chance to get the Jeep. And, you know, we're doing that. But the connection isn't there until you actually give one of the three we're giving away this summer. We actually go there, you know.
And, like, knock on the door.
Exactly. Too, like, that's when so it gets cool, real. Real for us.
And then as we're knocking on the door, we still don't trust the person that told us that this is the right house.
We asked, like, 19 times, like, yo, we don't be knocking on the wrong door in Inglewood.
Not only that, but then we tell the person you won a 2019 Jeep Wrangler, like, yo, guys, wrong house.
Oh, my God.
Looks like we're giving away another Jeep.
So it's part of our endless summer contesting that we got going on all summer long. We got more Jeeps coming your way, but this is the first one. We went to Inglewood, and the winner is Cindy, a young mother of two. And one of my favorite parts was when we're knocking, her grandma answered the door. Mm-hmm. Abuelita Consuelo. She's like, ¿A quién buscan, muchachos? Like, who are you looking for? Why are you here, you know? I'm like, oh, se encuentra Cindy. Is Cindy here? And she's like, hable más alto, no lo escucho. Like, speak louder, because we're trying to be secretive, right?
Yeah, rush.
Like, se encuentra Cindy. And she's like, ah, déjame ver, let me go check. And we're like, yo, how many people are living up in here?
Yeah, that was the best part. It's like, there is a Cindy that is here a lot. Uh-huh. Let me go see if she's here now.
And next thing you know, Cindy opens up the door and hears the audio when we surprise her. Imagine being Cindy in that moment, opening the door, not knowing what's going on, and we're just hanging out in front of your house. Hi.
Hi. Oh my God.
Are you Cindy?
Yes.
Do you mind coming with us real quick?
Yeah. My heart is like.
I wanted to talk to you over here real quick.
Oh my God.
Cindy.
Oh my God.
You see that Jeep Wrangler right there?
Yes.
It's yours, Cindy. God. Congratulations.
Yay. That's definitely an upgrade. Because I got two girls and the AC don't work.
So oh no.
It's about to be real hot.
You can't have AC in the summertime. You can't go with AC. God.
That's so awesome. I don't even know what to say. Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Wow. I am awake, right? Like
real.
Yeah. This is real, right? Alright, thanks Up Radio. This is great. Thank you.
Congratulations, Cindy! And the moment she saw the Jeep and we gave her the keys, she just started bawling, guys. Because immediately the thought that came to her mind is, my two little girls don't have to endure the heat as we're driving around, school activities, go to a grocery store, whatever it may be. They got a brand new 2019 Jeep Wrangler. So it was like such a special moment, man. Me being a dad, like, you want to do it and you want your kids to have the best, you know? So it was super dope.
Well, and it's like one of those situations where, look, no AC. I had a car forever with no air conditioning. Where you have every single window open. You can't get enough air in your car. And she goes like, I don't know if my girls are ever going to want to leave the car. I'm going to go somewhere.
You got to watch the video. It's going to touch your heart in a beautiful way. It's on our Instagram right now, at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out for yourself. Congratulations, Cindy, from Inglewood. We got more Jeeps. But we got to hook you up with, so stay tuned for your chance to win. Coming up next,
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Crashing 97 parties in 97 days.
That is the mission this summer. Crash 97 parties within 97 days. We are at 44 parties in 3 weeks.
Yep. Good job, guys.
So this weekend, we have 17 parties lined up. So thank you, guys. Again, it means the world to us that you let us come into your homes, crash your sister's wedding, even though you didn't tell them. And then you're like, yo, hold on, maybe I didn't know this was real.
That's legit funny. I was hitting people up for parties for Saturday, Sunday, Friday. And there's a Friday night wedding up in Canoga Park. And the girl wrote me back. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't know this was actually really going to be a thing.
Yep.
Let me check with my future sister-in-law. I'm like, yo. The fact that you're going to check with her and you realize this could be weird, you're already a good sister-in-law, right? She's like, they're very stressed about the wedding. I'm like, oh, look, I'll bring shirts.
I like that we try to talk. No, listen. Mom, don't uninvite.
Look, I got the pop seconds.
No, I'm good on the dance floor.
We're going to give them Amp Radio stickers. Yeah, they're going to be so happy. Keep calling in, DMing us. We love it. 877-971-HITS to let us know where the party's at. Also, DM us at 97.1 Amp Radio. Jamie from Moore Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Jamie, what party should we crash?
My engagement party.
Whoa, that's fun.
Congratulations.
Where and when?
So we live in Moore Park, and I know that is kind of far, but it's worth it because we have a pool and... Oof. drinking games and taco carts.
What?
Whoa, yeah, you don't need to say no more.
You got us all at pool with Chelsea, drinking games with me, taco cart Edgar.
Facts. You covered all bases, Jamie. Jamie, is this all? I'm assuming it's a co-ed party?
Yeah, I guess he'll be there. The fiance.
I guess he'll be there. You sound like me. I love it.
That guy.
That, you know.
Will he have some single friends there?
Absolutely.
I love it. She's like, nah, yeah, he'll be here, I guess. It's more about me.
Yeah, facts.
Who knows?
Jamie, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of something so special in your life. So listen, we'll check our agenda. We'll get all the details off the air, and then we'll let you know if we can make it out, all right?
Perfect. Sounds good.
But you did hit us with the morning show hat trick with pool, drinking games, and tacos.
You know us so well.
She got us. Absolutely. All right, and the Amp Hype Bros are in studio
hype,
right now.
Hype.
Drinking mimosas. And what you guys got over there?
The goose is here.
Hey, quick question. You guys come in here, yes. And by the time you roll out by like 9:30 or something, you guys are drunk.
Yes, definitely.
That drug, they're like wasted.
I'm wasted right now.
What do you guys do after the show? Because Danwell, I know you're a TSA agent at LAX, bro.
Not today.
You're not supposed to tell anybody.
Oh, really? My bad.
That's what I agree. It's a secret.
Tell them now.
So what do you guys have planned for today?
Honestly, I'm just going back to my parents' house and just sleeping in the couch.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, girls.
I'm
sleeping over.
They're sharing a couch with me. We're sharing couches.
They're foot to foot on a sectional.
It's fine. It's okay.
Oh, man. So can't wait to party with you guys this weekend. I did see some pictures. Empire Bros. Were you guys... We're posing with huge, like, human-sized bongs at one of our 97 parties.
Guilty. Yes, we were high.
What was this at? What party was this
Charlie,
at?
Charlie.
What was it at?
Tarzana.
What
kind of party?
It was a Tarzana. We were lost in the mountains.
Honestly, we didn't know where we were at.
Are
we
you walked... sure there were mountains? And you
I don't know. We walked into this party. It was a cloud of smoke. And we just got high.
Oh, and Charlie was like, come through.
Our glasses did not block it. We got high.
Charlie was like, come through. Get high with us. Wow. We're going to get fired today.
We're going to get fired today.
Debatable, oh, God.
Remember, you can't get fired because you're technically not getting paid.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we're not getting paid. Honestly.
Mom, I'm staying with you forever.
I'm asking my parents for gas money.
Drunk people
whoa.
Saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Please drink responsibly. Never drink and drive. But it is funny talking to drunk people, let's be honest.
I mean, also, if you're drinking, watch out for a microphone being put in your face.
Yes. The Amp Hype Bros may come through and all of a sudden be like, yo, these guys are talking to me, they're super nice. Next thing you know, there's a microphone in your face. All right, so we're going to talk or hear the interview you did, Joe, with Froy. What party was this at?
This was at the third party on last Saturday, right?
Yeah, the 40th.
What 40th city? Party. Do you remember it?
It was
Corona.
Corona? All right, listen to that. Froy from Corona. Here it is.
What's your name and where are you from? This guy's the drunkest.
My name is Froy Valencia from East Los Angeles. Jeez. But I stay in Eastville now, baby. Moving on up.
Keeping it east, though.
Moving on east. Here we go. On a scale 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
I'm a strong 7.
A strong 7.
Strong 7.
Who is this lady right here next to us?
I just met her tonight. Her name, I think her name's Denise. You know what I'm saying? She's a beautiful young lady.
Let's ask Denise. 1 through 10, how drunk is he right now?
He's an 8.
Hey, we just met. She don't know me.
She don't know me like that.
Is that his wife?
Yes, it is. Sorry, guys.
That's God such.
You caught me.
That is such a drunk guy joke, though. Yeah.
Who's this guy? I just met her tonight.
He's like, I hate you.
Again, Froy?
It's starting to feel like summer in SoCal.
Yes, sir.
Would you say your summer bod is ready? Why or why not?
I got the dad bod, baby.
You got the dad bod.
Dad bod.
You think girls go crazy for the dad bod? Tell me.
Damn, when I'm cruising down on my Chevy, got my LA Dodger hat loud low. Hey. I don't need anything else, man. Well, if you guys like dad bods, right here. Froy got it.
Hey, what are you going to tell those guys that go to the gym all the time?
You guys don't got to waste your time and membership time and all this protein shit. you gotta do. All you gotta worry about is eating some bomb ass tacos from King Taco, right? Or your local corner tacos.
Not your local corner taco, your loco. Loco, that's different. Loco corner taco.
Right? Or your local corner tacos, some awesome ass beer, dad bod comes automatically.
Hey, no way. I like this guy.
A recent study shows that not all people wash their legs when they shower.
Whoa. Yeah. They don't wash your legs?
Yeah. No, that's a recent study. Recent study. Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, recent study, man. They show that. What do you think about that before we start into this topics?
If I come up on a girl that doesn't wash her leg, I just give you a heads up, I start from the bottom. As soon as I'm working my way up, bro, it's not happening, bro. Is he está salado? It's not. I'm stopping there. I'm walking away. I'm sorry. I don't care how hot the girl is, bro.
Wow, homeboy just said he had a foot fetish. If they don't wash their calves, I'm out.
Oh, man.
Godfroy.
That's where I stop.
Froy. And his wife, man. She's like, Froy, that's why I move your ass to Eastvale. Over by the 15 and the 60 to move your ass away from your friends in East LA. And you're still acting a fool.
They're going to live in Ucaipa by the next year.
Legit, bro. Thank you, Amp Hype Bros, for being with us. Appreciate y'all.
Hype.
Please drink responsibly and do not drink and drive. Coming up next, we got the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. You down to meet somebody? Maybe potentially spark some love? We're down. Hit us up. 877-971-HITS and wash our legs.
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The hookup hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday. All right, we got our two Amp listeners that hopefully will hit it off. They're going to have 97.1 seconds to decide if they want to hook up or hang up. We have Kendall, age 26, from Chino. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kendall. Trying to make your life better.
At least your weekend.
Yeah, at least. This is Vinny, age 24. Oh, he's actually a neighbor of yours in Ontario. What up, Vinny?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great, man. All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hi, Vinny. So, I guess, what do you do for a living?
I'm a photographer. You know, I take a lot of pictures of, like, models and stuff like that.
Whoa!
Nice!
In Ontario?
Wow.
Hey, there's some beautiful women in the IE, dog.
I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating on it.
All right, guys, let them talk.
Wait, so you spend a lot of time around models?
Yeah, I do, but it's, you know, I keep a professional.
Do you usually date them?
No. Not usually.
Oh. Sometimes.
Okay.
I take it you're not a model?
Ooh.
I'm not. No, jeez. No. I hope that's not a deal breaker. I'm actually a personal trainer.
Oh, cool. So yeah, so, you like to work out a lot.
You know, I do like to work out a lot. I do. Speaking of that, this is a very specific question. Do you happen to sweat above your upper lip?
It killed me.
Do you sweat?
Oh, no.
I'm around a lot of guys that work out and get really sweaty, and honestly, it's just like one of the most, it literally nauseates me, but we're on the subject of fitness and what I do for a living, and I just need to know if that's something that you experience.
I mean, I have a giant bushy mustache, so I don't think you really notice.
Oh, okay. Might be able to work with that.
You might.
Time's up! Time's up!
There it is.
Wow. What, this is so interesting right here. Asking straight up, do you have swamp lip?
Swamp stash?
No.
I never labeled it as that, but yeah, swamp lip would be accurate.
I mean, I'm human, so I sweat, you know, everywhere.
Vinny's awesome.
Wait, so are you saying you don't sweat?
Not that I don't sweat, but I don't bubble around my mouth.
Like upper lip bubbles.
That's gross, though, I will say.
Okay.
All right, time's up, guys. Time's up. We got to find out if you guys want to hook up or hang up. Hold on.
Sometimes if you get a sweaty mustache, it smells like feet.
Vincent, you're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Kendall's answer. That way you're not swayed by it. All right, man? Hang tight and pet your mustache. Hold on.
Like a super villain.
Yeah, exactly. Kendall, what are your thoughts on Vinny, the model photographer?
I'm going to hang up.
Wow.
That was pretty direct.
She knew her answer.
Why is that?
He's around models all the time. It's just, it's not the most comfortable thing.
When he said he like was around models and a photographer, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And he said he had a mustache. I was like, what kind of models are we talking about here? Like adult models?
Is it just a mustache? There's no beard to
it? Isn't that sad? That's the visual we get, you know?
It's like a porn director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hang tight, Kendall.
Okay.
Now we're going to get his answer. You're going to be on hold and you won't be able to hear it. All right, hold on. Vincent.
Hey.
What are your thoughts on Kendall, man? Hook up or hang up and why?
I don't know. She seems a little high maintenance, you know? It kind of makes me wonder, like, what else is going to set her off.
She's definitely a strong personality. Right. You know what I mean? She came in hot.
It doesn't seem like she has a lot of topics where she doesn't have a definitive opinion on it. I mean, not like, I could go either way. She's like, no, yes, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, like, I like to, like, ride my bike, but I don't, you know, work out a ton myself. So, you know, I don't know if she likes to get up and run in the morning, but I like to sleep in. So, you know, I'm probably going to have to go with a hang up.
All right, Vince. I was going to say that's a good thing because that means you don't sweat a lot. And Kendall's down with that. By the way, do you just have a mustache or is it connected to like a beard or anything like that?
No, it's straight up handlebar, classic mustache.
Vinny, I gotta ask you this. Do you direct porn?
That was a nervous laugh right there. That was a guilty laugh.
I shoot models, but not adult models.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring Kendall back. Kendall and Vinny, you guys are both on the line. Vinny, guess what? Kendall decided to hang up.
All right, well, I guess it was mutual.
Yeah, Kendall, Vinny also decided to hang up.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, this is totally your fault, guys. We set you up for love. This is ridiculous.
And just in case you're wondering, Kendall, he basically just said that you sound way too high maintenance.
That is valid.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good morning to you. 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We hope you're enjoying this broadcast. HR is in the room. Which is... having a great morning.
Nothing to see here. Keep it moving.
Superb. Two thumbs up.
Karina, welcome from our HR department. It's never good when HR comes to you. Especially because I think there may have been a couple emails I didn't respond to lately.
Uh-oh. A couple?
I think it goes to my spam folder. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she's right here. Oh, she's right
next
to me.
You have a special
folder for me. Karina, welcome. Thank you. What did we do now?
So, I'm here to let you all know, I sent an email out earlier this week.
No.
And you've gotten two emails before this.
What?
Oh, geez.
Saying that you had to do these document acknowledgments on your HR portal.
Okay.
What are they?
Do you hear? Like, that sounds like normal English to you? That sounds so complicated to us.
I mean, you just used the word portal. Like, I don't even know what that means.
There are step-by-step instructions in the email. That's all you have to do is follow instructions.
That's what all that was.
Are you just telling me we're on the list of shame right now?
You are on the list of shame, and today that list of shame goes public.
Oh, no!
So this is crazy. I don't know if they do this where you work, if you're listening to us right now, but Karina is a savage from HR. So tell us, what do you do if, like, all of a sudden you're on this naughty list, you haven't done these portal situations or whatever trainings, not whatever trainings, but amazing trainings, what do you do?
These are policies that are put in place to protect you, Edgar.
What are they protecting me from?
To make sure you know that the policies and you don't get fired.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, wait. Fired? Is that a threat?
Anywhere on there is...
You throw in the F word.
Is there, on those policies, anything, I mean, just, not that we haven't done them yet, because I don't know who's on the list of shame yet, but about mimosas in the studio? Because Big Boss Jeff was in here and he seemed to be, like, kind of okay with it.
I mean... That's fine.
What Karina doesn't want to tell you is that she's holding a mimosa in her hand. All right, Karina. We'll wrap this up with this, Karina.
Okay.
Is there any way, because here on the morning show, we're a team. We're all just one person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So can we nominate producer Brad to take all these and just represent the morning show?
Uh-huh.
Give us the Cliff
He's
Notes.
He's super fit these days, too.
No.
I'm just saying.
You can do a lot of these trainings.
No, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
I'd also like to point out that maybe calling Brad super fit is probably something we learn about in the trainings. We're not supposed to do.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Yeah. There is an anti-sexual harassment.
Oh!
Chelsea, keep your eyes up. Keep your eyes up.
Come on, Chelsea.
So I just wanted to say,
turn this around on me.
Brad has completed his trainings.
Oh,
thank you.
He would. What a nerd. Gosh.
Majestic has completed his trainings.
Oh, he's a DJ.
Even Joe Wow.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Joelle.
Yes, I did complete it.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Karina. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And actually, you know what surprised me the most about Karina? She listens to a show every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm so honored by that. Because I know you're a hardcore K-Love listener with Omar y Argelia. Yeah. And I love them, too. So thank you. It's
don't
an honor. I love them, too. They're amazing. So thank you.
Also, even more amazing, she just happens to listen every time we're doing something bad. Or I haven't filled out the fire. We haven't done the fire tests.
I have an alert on my phone.
I think that's why the only reason she listens. Like, are these guys drinking on the job again?
So I can stop by.
Nice. Chelsea, what are you working on?
So there's a ton of new music that dropped today. Yes. We got Lil Nas X, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes together. I'm going to play some of it for you next in the Chelsea Report. That's around 8:50-ish.
Sure.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Oh my gosh, so much new music dropped today. Mm-hmm. That's so good. So I'm going to start with Shawn and Camila. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. They dropped their duet, Señorita. And it is incredible. They also released a music video yesterday, and it's so steamy. Mm-hmm. They're basically like romantic interests. They're like kind of making out. Like, it's a whole thing.
Chelsea,
so,
from what you know, is Camila still with the British cat?
I think so, but she's been so private about it, and I kind of hope not.
Like, it's like a relationship coach. What's his name?
Matthew Hussey.
Yeah.
I'm so shipping Shawn and Camila. Like, I don't know. I feel like I could see it happening.
I mean, he's the only guy I would allow myself to let Camila date, because, look, it sounds so weird, but our first interview as a morning show was with Camila, and she was so little and so sweet.
And then
she was dating this Matthew Hussey dude, and I was like, no,
I know.
Yeah. No way,
I know.
Overprotective.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is a song. It's incredible. I think it's gonna be a huge song this year.
I love it when you call me señorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is ooh la la la. It's true la la la. Should be running.
I just see it now. I think it's going to be like one of the performances we see at all the award shows, all those live performances. I just think I'm excited for it.
They're both just so crazy talented. And the vocals are ridiculous.
So good. Great. Next up, Lil Nas X dropped his EP 7 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play a couple of the best songs off of it. First off, Panini, which is his second single that follows Old Town Road.
Okay.
It's not about Panini the sandwich, which I originally thought it was.
Right.
It actually references this cartoon character Panini from Chowder, which I don't know about. I've never watched that.
Yeah, he's doing that for the kids, man.
Yeah, that's that. And also, this is interesting about this song. It samples Nirvana's In Bloom.
That's dope.
But the funny thing about it is Lil Nas X came out and he's like, oh yeah, I never even heard Nirvana before.
He's like, he got the hook, but didn't realize that it was a Nirvana record.
They were done in 96.
God, yeah. So young. I'm old. Go. Wow.
You lie, just say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me. Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go.
This song also is only 2 minutes long. and there's a science behind it. He's like, yo, I make these songs short.
Which is smart.
Because it increases my streaming numbers. By the time you're done listening to one Ariana Grande 4.5 minute song, you've listened to 2.5 of my songs.
The whole EP.
That's right.
Basically.
He streamed this album for one Justin Timberlake song.
So he's playing the game, the numbers.
Oh my God. Which is really smart. The other song stand out on his EP is Rodeo, which features the one and only Cardi B. It's basically his attempt at kind of the next Old Town Road is my take on it.
Gunshot, though you heard about me, must not last in me dirty, like a bathroom in a truck stop. Now my heart, it feels like willow. I'm hard like I'm a dillo. Can't be no ex, I could only be his widow.
Get it, Cardi.
Oof. I mean, she pulls that song. I mean, I like kind of the interesting sound of that, but Cardi pulls that right out of any sort of gutter you think that song's going in and puts it at a level that, like, that verse is so, I mean, she's so good right now.
I can see it still being a hit song. It's obviously not gonna be an Old Town Road. Yeah. There's no way.
You guys know I love Lil Nas X, but the song that I'm most excited about is Nicki Minaj's song.
Yeah, which is the next one I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it's called Megatron. Sure. It has a very cool like island vibe to it. This is her first solo song since she released Queen last year.
Yeah.
They call me Megatron, just did a telethon. He got my jealous on, and I get my jealous on. I f*** him like I miss him, he just came out of prison. Be talking shit, but they ain't got a pot to piss in. Fill up, baby, feel on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Fill up, baby, feel on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Shots, I'm drinking.
Some dope summer vibe right there. Uh-huh, she is from Trinidad and Tobago, so representing the island vibe.
I like it. I just don't like Nicki. I think used to be a trendsetter in hip hop, and now I feel like she's chasing a little bit. When Cardi came out, I think she's in her own head a little
bit. Of course.
I think it's a good song. I don't think it's gonna overtake whatever Cardi drops next, which is probably gonna be next week because they got like a subtle. We're not feuding, but we're feuding.
Well, yeah, for sure. Well, we'll see what happens next week with the Billboard Hot 100.
It's gonna be dope.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This one is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana; it's CBD, and our listeners actually get 15% off with the promo code Brian at cbdistillery.com.
It's Brian with an I, y'all. Get it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Shout out to all the Miss Independent ladies that listen to us. What up?
Hey!
That are waiting on that dude to hit him back so he can buy him dinner.
Wow. Listen, independent ladies, you can buy your own dinner.
Yes. Yo, but check it out. Let us pick up your passes to go party with us at Khalid's concert next Wednesday night. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be in our amp suite. All you got to do is be caller 9 and be singing the song we just played of Khalid, which was Talk. It's that easy, right? So we're going to go rapid fire through the first 8, and then we'll get to it, all right? Amp Radio, caller 1, thank you. Amp Radio, caller 2, thank you. Amp Radio, caller 3, thank you. Amp Radio caller 4, thank you. Amp Radio caller 5, thank you. Amp Radio caller 6, thank you. Amp Radio caller 7, thank you. Amp Radio, good morning.
Oh, dude, I'm okay.
I won't be late. I don't even know what song you're singing right now.
I have to keep singing it.
Hey, bro, good try, but you're caller 8, bro.
Wow.
So close, my man. Appreciate you calling, though, right?
Wow, all right.
Later. Bye.
All right.
This is it. Amp Radio, good morning.
Can we just talk?
Hey!
Talk about where we're going.
You're going to the Khalid concert.
Hey!
Yay!
Congratulations. Yay! What's your name and where are you from?
Sangeeta from Newbury Park.
I love it. Hey, thank you for listening to us. We'll catch you next Wednesday night in our amp suite. Who are you bringing with you?
My friend Bree.
Sounds dope.
Already. Yeah. I like it. You had a friend on on
standby.
Tap ready to go.
Yeah.
I know.
On tap?
I think standby makes more sense.
Nah, tap.
He's buzzed.
Nah, you're partying. It's tap. On tap. Just pull that handle.
She's a beer. Hey, Ty. We'll get you all the details off the air, okay? Hold on.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Isn't that awesome how we always have that one friend we know is down for whatever? His DFW.
Don't even have to ask Bree. I know she's in.
Yeah. Chelsea, who's that friend for you? What's her name?
Probably Jen.
Jen. Yeah.
Jen just got a boyfriend now.
Oh!
So.
Chelsea's feeling a certain kind of way.
Yeah, but you might have one too. We don't know. Miss Secretive over here.
Tell.
Have you decided what his title is? Tinkerbell? The guy you've been hanging out since Coachella?
I don't like titles. Right.
Like if he had an office here, what did it say outside of the office?
Intern.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
The Amp High Bros are in the building.
Hi.
Our street squad, Dan Wow and Joe Wow. And also we have a very special guest in the studio. He's one of our Amp listeners. His name is Cam. Good morning, Cam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There it is. Yeah. So a little backstory of why Cam is visiting us this morning. So I think it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara came to work late.
So the birds woke her up.
Yeah, she was mad because the birds woke her up. So anytime any of us are late to work, we have to buy an Amp listener breakfast. We hadn't even mentioned that part yet. We're just like, yo, where's Tamara? La, la, la. Cam was already calling in to the studio. We answer, and he's like, hey, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, when you know, you know. I feel like management's wanted us to move away from that because people keep being late, and they're like, yo, this is getting pricey. Yeah. We're sending out breakfast for 40 and business out in Upland. Yeah. And the Cam was like, we caught a break, though. It was like, Cam called in. He's a Lyft driver. A party of one.
Yeah,
party
of one. Perfect.
So, Cam, what was interesting to us, by the way, thank you for listening to us. I'm glad you called in. We got your breakfast, bro. We got you a box of bagels, coffee, water, orange juice, and a breakfast sandwich.
Thank you.
Is that pretty good so far?
Yes.
I feel like he's not satisfied at all.
I mean,
he did, but let me tell you why. So that happened on Tuesday, right? So he won on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, we got a, one of Cam's texts coming in, and he's like, "Yo." He's like, "I'm waiting for you guys at Denny's." He's like, "You guys said you were going to buy me bread." We're like, "No, no, Cam. You know, we're down to buy it for you, but we got to set it up first." So
also, we pick the food, man. It's not like you just roll into like some brunch spot in Beverly Hills and be like, "I'm waiting on you. I'm sitting next to Lisa Vanderpump. Where's my mimosa?"
So, Cam, thank you, man. Where do you drive around as a... Are you Uber or Lyft? What gang are you?
Lyft.
All right. You got to represent. What do you drive around the most?
All over L.A.
Yeah, all over, man. Appreciate you, man. You came in a little worried about Chelsea. What did you ask Chelsea off the air?
About her cough.
I know. That's so sweet of you to be worried. Yeah. Well, I'm going to my appointment today to get my chest x-rayed. Couldn't make it yesterday, but I have an appointment.
She's lying. She's so lying.
We
brought a doctor in studio yesterday, Cam. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe Chelsea's theory that this cough has been lingering since Coachella because allegedly she inhaled one of my carpet's strands from my house, like through her nose? Do you believe that?
What?
No.
Excuse me? You're supposed to be on my side, my friend.
I think it was the coxin at Coachella.
Oh,
the coxin,
my God.
Bacteria. Hey, it's bacteria.
Coxin here, okay?
It is officially a bacteria. So, Chelsea, you're going to go get your x-ray, and we're going to find out if there's rug in you or not.
Yeah, I mean, I lied. I didn't make an appointment because it's just walk-in only, but I'm going to go right into the show. Okay?
The only thing good that we've gotten out of Chelsea's cough is that DJ Majestic remixed it into Seven Rings, and here it is. We recorded her off the air. She didn't know. Cam, you like that song?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Yes, your thing's coming up next. Hooking you up with Disneyland passes. Cam, thank you for hanging out. We're all going to have breakfast with you now, bro.
Sounds good.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.